I'm nervous tonight, but I shouldn't let this affect me. It's just two friends sleeping over and having a fun night together. He's waited far too long for me as well. Incredibly patient since I said I was too nervous to sleep over before. But the reality of the situation is I'm scared if I'll want to take a bite of him. I don't exactly have any temptations in my own house, but when I get tired, I start to lose my focus and concentration. What happens if I can't control myself? During the day, I'm perfectly fine since I can have my special tomato juice. Would he notice if I brought a supply with me? No, I should be fine. I had a big dinner on purpose. I will not mess this up. Plus, I wouldn't want to mess up our lifelong friendship over being a damn vampire. I know I could maybe just tell him outright, but I don't think that's the right move. He could shun me. Maybe ignore me or try to take matters into his hands. There's just no way. I do not want to be the reason my family has to move again. And my mom was actually okay with the idea of me sleeping over at a boy's house, which is an incredibly rare opportunity. So I will be taking advantage. I have no idea why she was so keen, but I'm happy I got her approval rather than trying to sneak out at night. Coming home during full daylight isn't as fun, but I have all my protective clothes in my backpack, so I can do this. I'm ready. Tonight is going to be so fun having a sleepover with my best friend.
Knock, knock. I heard there's room for one extra soul in that house of yours.
Hey, how are you? Thanks again for setting up the sleepover. I am so excited. Aren't you going to invite me in? Well, I need to hear you say it. Wouldn't it be weird if someone walked into your house without permission? Thank you. I got dressed up. Well, I wanted to look nice for you. Is that a crime? Just, I haven't really had many sleepovers in my lifetime, so I wanted to show I'm putting in extra effort. Plus, I have the cutest pajamas with me. They have little bats on them and fluffy bottoms. So, do we really have the entire house to ourselves? I was worried your parents might make an excuse and they would actually come back over, but not that I don't like your parents either. Just, I've never stayed out before, and I wouldn't want them thinking we're up to something silly, you know? Are your parents strict? Like, do they have a bedroom door has to be open kind of policy? I've heard some parents don't even let a girl in the guy's bedroom because they're so worried about, well, having grandkids early. I'm teasing mentioning it, but, well, it is the true thing. Now, my dear friend, what do you have planned for us? Ooh, we could do that when it's bedtime, but first, I think we need to build a fort, and I brought over face masks as well. Oh, come on, you invited a girl over. Of course we're gonna have a carry-on and do girly things. Will we head up to your room? Your house smells nice at least. Whoa, nothing has changed up here, has it? Now, when was the last time I was up here? Couple of months ago now. Alright, now park your butt and we'll do these masks. Yeah, just lie down on your bed. It's fine. I promise you it's not gonna burn your skin off. I'll sit to your side. I'll apply it to you. Just hold still. My goodness. We're only just getting started. Isn't it intimidating having me above you? Oh. Oh, whoa. I think I need to be careful getting so close to him. I can smell the blood. I'm not hungry, though. He's just giving off a lot of... scent of a prey. Knock it off and focus. There, how's that?
All nice and cooling and squishy?
Yeah, we can play games after this. You know what I'm like. Annoying, but fun to be around. It's a good combination of a personality, if you ask me. Well, if I wasn't like this, then I wouldn't spice up your life a little, you know? Remember my first day at school? I hated it. Being the new kid, everyone was just staring at me. I don't know what possessed you to come over and talk to me. It's hard for kids to make friends the older they get because they're just so self-conscious, but you were just exactly what I needed in that moment. So thank you, you goober. For your kindness, your reward is a panda moisturizing mask. Ah, you're not satisfied with a reward like that. Fine, how about I kick your butt in some Smash Bros? Huh. Oh, you are so on. You have got nothing on me and Bayonetta. Okay, I admit it. You've certainly got a lot more time in this game than me, but if we had the same playing time, then I would be rolling you and smoking you a lot harder, so you're welcome for the victory. I went so damn easy on you. Don't gloat. Haven't you been taught some manners? Hey, you're just teasing me. Don't think I won't play fight you. Just because I'm a girl, I can still go ham on your ass. Plus you... That's it! You are honestly no match for me. Oh, what's this? Pinned by a girl? Bet you feel real manly now, huh? Ach, I'm teasing. You weren't, though, but by the look on your face, I think you yield. I'm getting carried away again. I think I surprised him with my strength, but, well, there's pros to being a vampire. However, his scent is getting stronger the longer the night goes on for. I'm more attracted to it. All we have to do is go to sleep and I can last until morning. I forgot to bring that extra supply with me because I was so occupied with my damn pajamas. I can get through this. I'm a strong, independent vampire that doesn't need to suck on her best friend's blood. Yeah, that is not an option. That's not what friends do. It is, getting pretty late. Do you want to maybe build up a pillow fort for us to sleep in tonight? Oh, you were going to let me have your bed? Ugh, and have you sleeping on the floor? I think not. It's the first night that I've been a guest here. I cannot kick you out of your own bed. Plus, you said you washed the sheets just for me. What a true gentleman. How about you go grab some chairs, we'll make up the fort, and we can get comfortable together and watch a movie. Perfect. Now you remember to put a pillow fort together. You just gotta, like, put the blankets over the top, and then it's kind of like a teepee or tent kind of thing going on. Just give me a second. I've got this. Okay, I'm going to pull. And now just bring your pillows over. There. Now come get cozy with me. Nice and soft, and much better than sleeping on hardwood floors. You have to admit that, yeah? What movie are you thinking about tonight?
Oh, a vampire movie? Oh, nothing. I think I just got the giggles for being so hyper with you. What do you think about vampires anyway?
They're hot.
Oh, I never thought of them like that. Seems like a bit of a curse. You know, having their friends and loved ones age while they stay young-looking forever? I guess I do understand the point about them being hot, though. They're stronger, faster, and more cunning than humans. What are your thoughts about the blood-sucking? Huh? Sorry, can you repeat that? Suck the blood through their teeth?
Oh my god. Wait, do you believe that?
I'm sorry. You think that we drink blood through our teeth?
What?
The fangs are for breaking the skin and then we lick it up.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I didn't expect you to say that and it caught me off guard. Oh my god. Wait, what did I say? No, you must have misheard me. Don't be silly. But yeah, I'm like a vampire kid, like a fangirl of them. Sorry, I spoke in the wrong, like, pretense. You know, like ninjas versus pirates or werewolves versus vampires. I was a vampire's kid. But I'm sure you already knew that since I like my gothic look and all that stuff. Yeah.
Did he buy that?
I'm such an idiot for letting that slip. My concentration is fading, I think. I need him to get to sleep soon or something's gonna happen I'd rather avoid.
Right, let's get all bundled up under the covers and put a movie on.
I was just curious about what you thought about them. You know, like, what's your preference, a werewolf girl or a vampire? What are the odds?
Me too.
If I fall asleep during the movie, I do apologize. It's not that I'm not interested in it. I'm just quite sleepy. Good night, if I do fall asleep.
I think he's finally fallen asleep as well. I'm getting good at pretending I'm asleep to observe. I can feel his heart. It's so warm and he's only a few inches away from me. I think this is getting too much for me to resist any longer. I hate to cut our little playdate short, but I'll text him in the morning with an apology saying something happened. Like, I was too nervous to wake him up and left super early because I didn't sleep properly or something. I could sneak out of the window so everything's locked behind me and he's safe. Sorry, buddy, but your safety comes first and you are smelling pretty irresistible right now, so I'm gonna bounce. Now to get out this window. It's only a few blocks to walk home.
Ugh! Oh my god, you scared me. You're awake? I thought you fell asleep 5 minutes ago. Not that I was counting, it's just... And what? No, I'm not ditching you. No, I promise, I've had so much fun at this sleepover, and everything we've done together has been perfect. I can't say. You just have to trust me, okay?
What?
Don't say something like that. You know our friendship means a lot to me. And I've been waiting to have a sleepover with you since forever. Please, just let me go. Alright? I can smell you. Really strongly. The iron in your blood. Your hands are warm against my skin, right? You're gonna have to take your hands off of me because I am fighting against my instincts right now. Please see logic. I don't know if I can say the words out loud.
never told you. I was scared to say any. Oops. Oh, please be careful. Your skin. Like I said, I am really hungry. The reason why I'm leaving you right now is to go home and have my special juice. Didn't you think it was weird to have a flask at school but never have coffee breath? It's to keep me going. When I'm home, there's no temptation to feed, but you, I'm having to hold back around you right now. I don't normally feed from people. It's weird, and I'm not used to it, and there's this whole moral dilemma of stealing life force, essentially. But if you take too much, it can leave a human out of shape, so to speak, so... Huh? Do I want to drink from you? Why on earth would you ask me that? You want the truth? I do. Yes, I can smell the iron in your blood, like I said. Your skin is so very easy to pierce for me, from what I can see. Do I have powers? Oh, those take years to develop, actually. An example? Like hypnosis, I guess. Kind of putting you under and making you listen to my commands. But you have to be a unique case for that kind of thing. Like, not everyone can give up control, but the more skilled the vampire, the more likely they are able to get the results that they want. You want to try? Huh? Did I just hear you right? I don't think you understand what you're asking me to do or requesting. I have never taken someone's supply directly before, and I don't know how I would even behave. If I would get aggressive, or maybe even territorial over you. What happens if I would want more later down the line? You'd be okay with that? You'd, like, consent? Are you sure? Honestly, I probably couldn't refuse if you're insisting. Will we sit down in the pillow fort again, I guess? Yeah, just stay sitting up, though. I need to confirm. I will quite literally be stealing your energy. Anything for me? You are crazy. So... you're okay if I practice my powers on you? I'm not very good at hypnosis, but if you're sure then, alright, I can try. Just, you're in control, okay? You can tell me to stop or knock it off, or if I say something that's bringing you back out of it. Okay. Thank you for this. I do not think you realize how much trust you're placing in me, and I'm touched that you're so willing. I haven't done this before, like I said, but I do know some people feel a little lightheaded afterwards, so I'll check up on you at the other end, yeah? There's no need to be nervous. I've got you now, alright? I'm going to make sure you're nice and relaxed before I do anything. Trust me, you won't feel a thing. Just lie back and relax, and this will all be over before you know it. I'll get up on top of you now, okay? Let me start with a simple breathing exercise. Don't worry. It's very easy to follow. Are you comfortable? Good. Go ahead and exhale all the air out. Now breathe in through your nose. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold a beat. Then breathe out of your mouth. 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. You're a natural. Oh, look at that. That furrow in your brow has already softened. You're doing very well, just lying so still. Now, I'd like you to look right here. Yes, look directly into my eyes. It's a bit of a strange request, I know, but trust me, I know what I'm doing. Look into my eyes and relax. That's it. Breathe. Making sure people are really relaxed is the best way to make this a painless and stress-free experience. And I found that one of the best ways to help someone relax is to have them look into my eyes, just like you're doing now. It's true, isn't it? It is so easy. So easy to relax when you are looking into my eyes. It's so wonderful to just lie there, looking up at me, and to lose yourself in my eyes as I look down on you. Yes, just like that. Keep looking. Don't look away. Just listen to my voice and let yourself sink into my pretty, pretty eyes. They are so mesmerizing, so entrancing. You can't think about anything else, but that's all right. You don't have to. In fact, you don't even have to think at all. Just relax and let your thoughts drift away. Focus on how good you feel. How good it feels to listen to me. How good it feels when the world is as simple as it is right now. When all you have to do is listen to my voice. Look into my eyes and let go. Sink. Do as I say. Shh. It feels good to do what your friend tells you to do. And this girl is telling you to let go. To sink down into my eyes. Deeper and deeper down. It feels so good. Like you're sinking into a warm bath. Any and all tension just melting away. Just like your thoughts are melting away. And that is perfectly alright. You don't need to think. You only need to listen. Close your eyes now. Let go. That's it. It feels so very good to give yourself over to me, to let go of everything, to simply drift and float without a care in the world, hearing nothing but my voice and feeling nothing but warm, blissful pleasure. Tilt your head back for me. Look at this pretty neck. You feel nothing but pleasure. I've wondered what you've tasted like so many times. My deepest, darkest thoughts come out at night and you were always there. might feel a little drained, but that will go away tomorrow, and most likely you'll